I'm Caitlin Taylor, and welcome to The Style Project, a podcast about body love, self-esteem, and personal style. As a style coach and everyday personal stylist, I work with women to help them love the skin they're in and celebrate it through their own personal style. In this podcast, I'll chat to a series of women I know and admire about their journey with their own style, their experiences with body image and self-esteem, and look at ways we, as a society and as individuals, can change the way we think about ourselves for the better. So without further ado, let's get chatting. Well, hello and welcome to season 3, The Best Bits. For this season, I've pulled together some bite-sized snippets from my favorite guests over the last 2 seasons about body image, self-esteem, and personal style. I'm so excited to share these gems with you. They were so valuable, I had to share them twice. So let's go. Danica Rebel is the co-founder and CEO of charity The Period Place. Oh, and she's also my bestie. She was the very first guest on The Style Project. And in this Best Bits snippet, we're talking about how she feels about her body at 5 months postpartum. I love Danny's attitude to dressing as her body is changing. Keep listening to find out what she said.
So tell me a little bit, and like you just said, 5 months postpartum with the second baby, and I know that you had babies in quite quick succession as well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about your body right now?
I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what it's done and what it's achieved and what it's created. It has taken me a few months to get used to having a body that has extra bits and scars after the C-section. I was always very slender, like a size 8, 6 foot tall, size 8, just without trying. And then I went off the pill after I got married and instantly put on 12 to kind of 15 kilos. The doctors think that the pill was kind of masking my polycystic ovaries for all those years, and I kind of just plopped out to the weight that I should have been because I'd gone on the pill when I was 15 years old. So
yeah, your natural resting.
My natural
resting body weight.
Exactly, yeah.
And having known you that whole time, a lot of you guys listening kind of know what I look like. Danny and I look very similar now. So we're both tall, we've both got curves, and we're probably about the same size. And
I have boobs for the first time.
I've gone from
A cup to a C cup. It's incredible. But it's changed, and it changed, and it took a long time. And I definitely use negative words like fat and big and which are stupid because I was never any of those things and I'm not any of those things. And now I'm comfortable. Now I'm happy. Now I'm proud. I miss being able to fit into my old clothes, but I think that comes with missing my old life, missing who I used to be more than actually missing being that size.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we definitely associate certain clothes that we can fit into with certain times in our lives. And I often see that with my one-on-one clients is that the clothes that they're holding onto in their wardrobe that don't necessarily fit them anymore or suit their lifestyle are a throwback to a period in their life where they felt their best.
Exactly.
And I think inadvertently we're often associating clothes with different periods in our life.
And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. The clothes and the size with happiness when it's not. It's just that at that time I was sleeping more and I could walk out of the house when I wanted to without packing nappy bags.
The house.
And, yeah, and remembering the children.
Yeah. Less responsibility.
Exactly. So it was just freedom and happiness and, yeah.
Yeah. And do you, I guess as a result of that, do you feel like there is a link between how you feel about your body and how you dress?
100%. I know when I first had Harry, my first son, I again struggled with the kind of the extra size. I've always kind of had clothes that hung off me and not from like a super skinny way, but I just really like that look of the clothes kind of draping.
Like a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Like a model, like a fashion model.
But not the skinniness, just the way the clothes kind of fit. One thing I did the first summer is, you know, so I'd gone from a small up to a medium and I found the medium shorts were really big. So I just thought I'm just going to buy larges and extra larges. So that way I'm still getting that same kind of look that I like. And it's like T-shirts. I bought them 1 or 2 sizes too large. So they're still really boxy and they hang down over my shoulders in a really drapey way. So I just went up in sizes to and stopped worrying about the sizes. I remember I used to get really upset about, oh no, now I'm a medium or a large. Like, who cares? I buy extra large or XX large so I can still get that boxy androgynous shape that I like, and I just focused on the style rather than the size.
100%. The size actually doesn't matter, because exactly like you said, it actually comes down to how you like things to fit.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually, oh my gosh, I have to go to an XL. Like, well, you're choosing to go to an XL because you like the fit of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And once I kind of made that reconciled in my head, I stopped beating myself up about things.
Gosh, Danny's perspective is one I wish more people had when their size or weight changes. I'll just buy a different size. Love it. Her confidence and self-assuredness is so refreshing and is something I'd love others to aspire to as well. Now, if you'd like to start to shift your confidence around style and to really step into owning your body and living a life you deserve, then make sure you join me in The Style Circle, my online community designed to give you back your confidence in style, one small step at a time. If you'd like to listen to the full episode with Danny or want some more information on joining The Style Circle, there's a link in the show notes, or visit chasingkate.com for more.
You've been listening to The Style Project with Caitlin Taylor, a podcast about body love, self-esteem, and personal style. For more everyday style advice and inspiration, make sure you follow me online. I'm on Facebook at Chasing Kate Style Coach, or Instagram at ChasingKate_StyleCoach. Or you can visit the website chasingkate.com for all my one-on-one personal styling packages, my online membership, and group workshops here in Auckland.